Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuned into the newest edition of the Fistful of Cash podcast. I'm your host, Dale Livin. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Referred app. What is the Referred app? Well, the Referred app is available on Apple and Android. And what it is an app that is a marketplace for all your promotional codes, coupons, and all those affiliate marketing codes that you see all over Instagram, where it's, you know, like what we use with the show, with Stay Classy Meats. Our promo code is FIST. If you go to the Referred app, it is filled with a global network of people providing those type of codes to you so that you can save money on all the brands that you love. It is available on Apple and Android, and it's gamified too. So there's global leaderboards, there's local leaderboards, with the hope that the more users that the app gets, the more the community grows, you will become your own personal brand and brand ambassador for things from like your bank all the way to the food that you eat, local bars, restaurants, all that kind of good stuff. Have them compete for you. Use the Referred app, available on Apple and Android. This episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Stay Classy Meats. Guys, go to stayclassymeats.com. Get the best meat that your mouth has ever tasted. And you can all that with 10% off with promo code FIST. And last but not least, this podcast is brought to you by Saving Grace CBD. Go to savinggracecbd.com. Use promo code CASH20 and get 20% off all of your full spectrum hemp products. Let's get it. UFC Tampa coming at you. Took some time off. We had a bunch of stuff going on up to and including the launch of the Referred app, which is a business that, full disclosure, I own. Would love to see you guys check that out. Love to hear your feedback on it. But let's jump right into UFC Tampa. So a little bit of drama with the weigh-ins, but we got that handled. JJ made weight, so we're good to go. Let's get started. Eric Anders, minus 165, taking on Gerard Meerschaert. Eric Anders is going to kill another man. Tim Williams was the precursor for what's going to happen to Gerald Meerschaert here. If you guys have noticed, which I'm sure you have, you do not have your podcast speed set at 2x. I'm speaking quickly. I want to get this as short, as digestible as humanly possible, because we were so late today, because I wanted to see the weigh-ins. I wanted to see if JJ made weight. I wanted to see what was going to happen with that. And it wasn't until after I got the kids and everybody else laid down that I had a chance to actually record this bad boy. So short, sweet, going to give you these picks and get out of here. Eric Anders, too big, too strong, too fast. All he's got to do is watch out for the submissions of Meerschaert. If Meerschaert's going to win it, that's how he's going to do it. But I think he gets beat up too bad by then. When Anders at middleweight is an absolute monster. Matt, the Steamroller Frivola, despite having a great nickname, is taking on the only man with a better nickname in the fight game right now, and that is Luis Violent Bob Ross Pena. I think Pena gets it done. I think he gets it done by submission. Frivola's got the grit to get after it, but I think Pena's too big, too smart, too long, and too experienced at this point. I think he gets Frivola out of there by submission. Mackenzie Dern taking on Amanda Ribas. You know, Mackenzie Dern just had a kid, and I've told you this before, and I was going to use it as an example with the Cub fight. When you have a kid, it'll affect you one of two ways. One, you'll be an absolute killer, or two, you'll be softer than duck shit. And I think that Mackenzie Dern is going to say that this is going to be the thing that motivates her and catapults her into mom champ contention. You know, a little allusion there to Michelle Waterson. But Ribas is a game opponent. If she can keep it standing, it's her fight to win. But Mackenzie Dern is going to be looking to get this fight on the ground. Minus 150 for Mackenzie Dern, plus 120 on Amanda Ribas. That's not a bad play for Ribas. If you don't like Mackenzie Dern, go for a play on Ribas. I'm not against that. I'm not going to play this fight. It's tough because, as you guys know, I don't like playing women's MMA. It's too tough to call, and they're too inconsistent. But you could do worse than a play on Ribas here, but I think Mackenzie Dern might get it done. Nico Price taking on James Vick. James Vick went to Thailand, did a little training there, but he still hasn't figured out how to tuck his damn chin, and Nico Price is going to separate him from consciousness because of it. Nico Price, absolute wild man. James Vick's best chance of winning this fight is to drag it into the later rounds, i.e. somewhere past the middle of the second round, let Nico Price gas himself out. Unfortunately for him, I just don't think it's going to get that far. Nico Price by knockout. Crone Gracie versus Cub Swanson. I hate this fight for Cub Swanson. Cub's one of my favorite fighters on the roster. Hasn't won a fight since he had a kid. which is a bad move. Like I said, kids can either Donald Cowboy Cerrone you or they can Cub Swanson you. I love Cub. I love his fighting style. Been a fan of his since, you know, the first time I saw him fight in the WEC years and years and years ago. Nightmare matchup for with Crone Gracie here. Crone Gracie probably by submission, I would say early. Now we'll go mid to late round one, early round two, unless he decides for whatever reason he wants to try to prove something to people with his hands and he tries to stand with Cub, and then Cub might actually knock him out. Main event, Joanna Jędrzejczyk taking on Michelle Waterson. Again, hurts my heart to have two of my favorite fighters, Michelle Waterson and Cub Swanson, fighting on this card with nightmare matchups. I'm going to take a flyer on Michelle Waterson just because, you know, her wrestling might be able to get it done against JJ. You know, standing, I don't think it's even close, but she does have decent wrestling. She might be able to get JJ down. You know, we don't know what Joanna looks like, you know, basically on the comeback trail. She's been just getting the shit kicked out of her for the longest time now. So we'll see what she looks like. She's definitely a lot less intense, you know, and Waterson seems, you know, to think that she's destined for greatness here, you know, hashtag mom champ. I'll ride with her plus 270. You could do worse. Like I said, I don't really play women's MMA. I'm not suggesting you guys leverage your house on this, but I'll take Waterson here on a flyer. So Waterson, Crone Gracie, Nico Price, avoiding the Dern Rebus fight, leaning towards Dern, Luis Pena, Eric Anders. Some decent fights on the undercard real quick, guys. Max Griffin versus Alex Morono. I'm taking Morono there. Tim Elliott versus Davison Figueiredo. I'll take Tim Elliott for the upset. Plus 175, not too bad there. And Marvin Vettori, I want to see what he looks like against Andrew Sanchez. Andrew Sanchez, although a big underdog here, has a weird penchant for making people fight weird, gross, grinding fights, and he might actually be able to squeak out a huge upset over Marvin Vettori there. Looked at for that one to maybe end by split decision. That might be the first one that pisses people off for the night. But that's it, guys. Want to thank you for tuning in. Thanks for everybody for their patience. I know the picks have been a little suspect lately, and that's largely in part due to the fact that I've just been working my ass off on everything else. You know, it's been hectic. A couple different businesses launching, like I said, launching the app and everything else that's going on. Absolutely crazy. We're going to be doing a big year-end giveaway. I've done giveaways on the show before. Some of you have taken advantage of it. Some of you have not. We're going to be doing a big, and hear me when I say this, we're going to be doing a big giveaway towards the end of the year, and that's going to be primarily sponsored by and promoted by the Referred app. So keep in mind that that is coming, and there will be little snippets along the way that will help give clues as to what this giveaway is going to be, but it will be something that you guys will want to win. That being said, appreciate everybody's support. I appreciate everybody tuning into the show. I appreciate all of you. I really do. And I also appreciate everybody's patience. Those of you that reached out to me on social media lately, just to make sure I'm okay, I am fine. I've just been working my ass off. I'm exhausted, but everything's good to go. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the fights, and good luck to everyone. We'll see you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.